So today is the very auspicious day of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are having Her Grace Sukh Sakri Mataji for the nectar of Sikshast Kamkirtan, and then followed by the Gaur Katha by His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu. So.
Sukhasagari Mataji was not able to make it today, unfortunately. But we are happy to have Adi Gadadhar Prabhu do the kirtan and the class. So,
okay, Mataji. Okay. So, Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yes, Pavitra Madhavi Mataji, I am here.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances onto your lotus feet. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. For your wonderful association and the nectar of the Gaur Katha. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Now you can take over the class. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Pavitra Madhavi Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Can everyone hear clearly, or should I make it louder? Is it audible now?
Yes, very good.
So I have been requested to chant the Shikshashtakam prayers. We'll start with that. These are the 8 verses in Sanskrit language, which are composed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Himself.
Cheto darpanamarjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam श्रेयकैरवचन्द्रिकावितरणं विद्यावधो जीवनम् आनन्दाम्बुधिवर्धनं प्रतिपदं पूर्णामृतस्वादनम् सर्वात्मस्नपनं परं विजयते श्रीकृष्णसङ्कीर्तनम् नाम्नामकारि बहुधा निजसर्वशक्ति तत्रार्पिता नियमितस्मरणेन कालः एतादृशी तव कृपा भगवन् ममापि दुर्दैवमिदृशं इहाजनीनानुरागः तृणादपि सुनीचेन तरोरिवा सहिष्णुना अमानीन मानदेन कीर्तनीया सदा हरि न धनं न जनं न सुन्दरीं कवितां वा जगदीश कामये मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरे भवताद्भक्तिरहेतुकी त्वयि अयि नन्दतनुजा किङ्करम् पतितं मां विषमे भवाम्बुधौ कृपया तव पादपङ्कजस्थितधूलिसदृशं विचिन्तय नयनं गलदश्रुधारया वदनं गद्गदरुद्धयाङ्गिरा पुलकैर्निचितं वपु कदा तव नामग्रहणे भविष्यति युगायितं निमेषेण चक्षुषा प्रावृषायितं शून्यायितं जगत् सर्वं गोविन्द विरहे न मे आश्लिष्य वा पादरतां पिनष्टुमाम् अदर्शनान्मर्महतां करोतु वा यथा तथा वा विदधातु लम्पटो मत प्राणनाथस्तु स एव नापरा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य शिक्षाष्टकम की जय.
Is that all right, Mataji?
Slightly louder.
So shall we start with the class, the katha now, Gaur katha?
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Okay. I'm sorry, I don't have the translation with me. But anyway, we'll start with the Gaur katha. Om Jnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vidnyana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojvala Premadhya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvantaharine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambha Rasambodhe Padambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gauravir Bhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhauma Shri Jagannatha Yate Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvise Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surata Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padambojo Radha Madana Mohano Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumada Shrimad Ratnagara Simhasanastho Shrimad Radha Shri Lagovinda Devau Preshthalibhi Sevyamano Smarami Shriman Rasa Rasarambhi Vamshivata Tatasita Karshana Venu Swanaira Gopir Gopinathaya Shriyestuna Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I would like to offer my humble, prostrated obeisances at the lotus feet of all the devotees who are listening. I wish you all a very, very auspicious Gaur Purnima. Shri Gaur Purnima Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So I have been asked to glorify Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose appearance day is today. For all of us, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this marks the beginning of the new year, Gaurabdha. I think it is 532nd year since the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The creator of this entire world that we see around us, the controller of everything that we can perceive, the owner of all the wealth that is there anywhere in this creation, the source of all knowledge, the source of all strength, the source of all beauty that attracts each and every one of us, the source of all fame that we hanker after, the source of all renunciation is Krishna. Bhagwan Shri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in one day of Brahmaji, which is called one Kalpa, there are 1,000 cycles of Satya Yug, Treta Yug, Dwapar Yug, Kali Yug. And there are 14 Manus who appear in one day of Brahma. One day of Brahma is called one Kalpa. There are 14 Manus that come in one day of Brahma. And there are 1,000 cycles of the four Yugas in one day of Brahma. And in just one of the Dwapar Yugas, out of 1,000 Dwapar Yugas in each day of Brahma, it does the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, himself, along with all his associates, all his parshads, along with his Vrindavan Dham, along with Govardhan, along with Yamuna, along with Srimati Radharani, does he descend on this earthly planet just once in a day of Brahma. And in the Kali Yuga that follows this particular Dwapar Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, taking the mood of Srimati Radharani, taking the most merciful heart of Srimati Radharani, and covered in the most beautiful effulgent golden complexion of Srimati Radharani, Shri Krishna comes again in Kali Yuga to practically demonstrate to each and every one of us how to become a devotee of Krishna and how to perfect one's life. Yuga dharma yutam punar nanda sutam
Dharani Suchitram Bhavabhavochitam. In Sachi Sutashtakam, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya prays in the seventh verse like this. This is so, so deep. He says that Yuga Dharma Yutam, that he came and he gave us the Yuga Dharma, which is Harinam Sankirtan. Krute Yadhyayato Vishnum Tretayam Yajato Makhay Dvapare Paricharyayam Kalauta Dhari Kirtanam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that that same fruit, that same benefit that people got by doing dhyan in Satya Yuga, Krute Yadhyayato Vishnum, by meditating on Lord Vishnu, what fruit they got in Satya Yuga. Krute means Satya Yuga. Krute Yadhyayato Vishnum Tretayam Yajatomakhay. In Treta Yuga, what fruit people got by doing Yajna. Dvapare Paricharyayam. That fruit that devotees got in Dwapar Yuga by doing Puja Archana, by doing Seva of the Archa Vigraha. Kalauta Dhari Kirtana. That same benefit devotees get in Kali Yuga simply by doing Harinam Sankirtan. So Yuga Dharma Yutam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us this Yuga Dharma. Elsewhere in the Agni Puran, it is mentioned that Nama Sankirtana Arambhe Bhavishyami Sachi Suta Swarnaditi Ramasthaya Navadvipe Janashraye. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is predicted. It is said that Nama Sankirtana Arambhe. Arambha means to inaugurate. To inaugurate Nam Sankirtan. Bhavishyami Sachi Suta. In the future, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will come as the son of Mother Sachi. Swarnaditi Ramasthaya. On the banks of the river Ganga. Navadvipe Janashraye. He will appear in the town of Navadvip. So, Yuga Dharma Yutam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this tithi 532 years ago in Bengal, in the country of India, in the town of Navadvip, as the darling child of Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi and younger brother of Vishwarup. Yuga Dharma Yutam. To give us the Yuga Dharma, which is Harinam Sankirtan, congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yuga Dharma Yutam Punar Nanda Sutam. He is the son of Nanda Maharaj Krishna who has come again. Punar Nanda Sutam. Dharani Suchitram. He is the ornament of this earth planet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yuga Dharma Yutam Punar Nanda Sutam Dharani Suchitram Abhava Bhavochitam. And his bhav, his mood is very uchit, is very appropriate for Kali Yuga. And today, for the next half an hour, 45 minutes, we will discuss how this mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu is uchit, is appropriate for 21st century Kali Yugaites like all of us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his transcendental Gaura Leela for a total of 48 years in India. Roughly 500 years ago. His Leela, according to Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, is divided into three parts: Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, and Antya Leela. For the first 24 years of his life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
manifested his very sweet, endearing childhood pastimes. Then he became the scholar Nimai Pandit and attracted everyone with his scholarship. Then he got married to Vishnupriya and Lakshmi Devi. He took initiation from his spiritual master Srila Ishwarpuri into the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then only after receiving the blessings of his spiritual master, he inaugurated the Harinam Sankirtan Yajna. And then he preached in Navadvip. He converted everyone into Vaishnavism. Everyone was loudly chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He delivered sinful people. He delivered atheists. He delivered agnostics. He delivered demigod worshippers. He delivered Mayavadis. And he delivered the most sinful people, Jagai and Madhai. He gave pleasure to his most intimate and topmost devotees like Srivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu. In Srivas Angan, they would do kirtan in the daytime on the streets of Navadvip, on the banks of Ganga, and at night they would come together and do sankirtan in Srivas Angan. This went on until he was 24 years of age. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Katwa. And from Keshav Bharati Maharaj, he accepted sannyas so that he could deliver this message of Harinam Sankirtan to everyone and anyone. Exclusively, without any other distraction. The first 24 years of his life, the first 24 years of the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, up until he accepted sannyas, is called Adi Leela. After taking sannyas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled for the first 6 years. After taking sannyas, for 6 years he traveled all over India, specifically to Vrindavan and South India. These 6 years after taking sannyas, immediately after taking sannyas, when he traveled and preached, is called Madhya Leela. And then the last 18 years of his life, he mainly stayed in Jagannath Puri Dham. And that is when he empowered his disciples to go out and preach. And he himself went into his deep Radha Bhav, Mahabhav, and he relished Krishna consciousness. He relished Krishna Naam and Krishna Katha with his intimate servants like Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Raya. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, Gaura Leela, is divided into three parts. Adi Leela, the first 24 years of his life, Madhya Leela, the next 6 years, and Antya Leela, the last 18 years. Today, we will all discuss how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is most appropriate for the deliverance of all of us. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his Adi Leela, had taken initiation from Ishwarpuri, and he had inaugurated the Harinam Sankirtan Yajna, one day he called two of his most intimate associates, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, and he spoke to them. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur describes in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Ek din achambite haila hena mati Adnya Kaila Nityananda Haridasa Prati.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur one day, and out of the blue he gave them an order. What did he say? Shuna shuna Nityananda shuna Haridas sarvatra amara adnya karaha prakash.
Listen, listen, my dear Nityananda, and listen, my dear Haridas.
Sarvatra amara adnya karaha prakash. Go out and carry out my orders everywhere. And what is my order?
Prati ghare ghare giya kara ei bhiksha bala krishna bhaja krishna kara krishna shiksha. Prati ghare ghare giya, go to each and every house and kara ei bhiksha, beg them, ask them for this bhiksha. What is the bhiksha? What is your request to them? What should your request to them be? Bola Krishna Bhaja Krishna Koro Krishna Shiksha.
Chant Krishna's name, which is Bala Krishna, Bolo Krishna. Chant Krishna's name. Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna. And Koro Krishna Shiksha. And follow Krishna's instructions as mentioned in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Or it also means instruct others about Krishna. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur to go out, reach out to each and everyone, go to their house, not wait for them to come, go to their house, outreach, and beg them, to chant Krishna's name, to worship Krishna, and to follow Krishna's instructions. When Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur received these instructions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became very ecstatic. Because the nature of a real devotee is that a devotee is very much attached to Krishna. And due to being attached to Krishna, a devotee is very happy. But by seeing that others are not as fortunate, by seeing that others are still far away from Krishna, by seeing that others are still engaged in activities which are not conducive to their Krishna consciousness, the heart of a Vaishnava is broken. And therefore, a Vaishnava wants to bring everybody closer to Krishna. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this adnya, gave this order, that go and preach about Krishna to everyone, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur were most happy. Immediately with great enthusiasm and determination and planning, they both started carrying out the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also instructed them that whole day you go and preach and every evening you come back to me, both of you, and give me report about your preaching for the whole day. And then at night we will do our all-night Sankirtan in Srivasangan like we normally do. But in the daytime I wanted to go and preach. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they were preaching. Now we have to understand who these two personalities are. Haridas Thakur is none other than Lord Brahma himself, the creator of this whole universe. And Nityananda Prabhu is Balramji. He is the Adi Guru. So Brahmaji is the Sansthapak Acharya of one of the four Vaishnava Sampradaya, the Brahma Sampradaya. He is the original Acharya, original Guru of the Brahma Sampradaya. So he is a big Guru, Brahmaji. And Nityananda Prabhu is the Adi Guru of everyone. So the Adi Guru and the Sampradaya Guru together, hand in hand, are going door to door,
and they are asking everyone to chant Krishna's name, take shelter of Krishna. Bhakti Vinod Thakur writes about this.
Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan.
In the holy land of Nadiya, the great Mahajan Nityananda Prabhu,
Vasi Ache Namahatta Jivarakara.
Jivarakara, for the sake of the conditioned souls, Namahatta, he has started this, opened this marketplace where he is distributing Krishna Naam. And what is the price? In a marketplace, when you get anything, you have to pay a price. What is the price that one has to pay in Nityananda Prabhu's Namahatta?
Shraddhavan Janahe, Shraddhavan Janahe.
Just little bit Shraddha, little bit of faith. That is the only price that Nityananda Prabhu is asking.
Prabhura Agyay Pai Magehe Bhiksha.
O Shraddhavan Jan, O my dear customers who have come with faith.
Prabhura Agyay Pai Magehe Bhiksha.
I have received the Ajna, I have received the order of Mahaprabhu. And based on his order, on the authority of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
Mageye Bhiksha,
I am asking you this, Bhiksha, I am begging you. What am I begging you?
Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha.
Chant the names of Krishna, worship Krishna, and follow the instructions and teachings of Krishna.
Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Karo Krishna Shiksha, Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahaja.
Many people, just by seeing the beauty and the potency of Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, when they would receive Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur in their homes, they would immediately start chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They would take the message of Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur to their hearts and they would immediately get Krishna Prem. But there were some people who were very much having the offensive mentality. They were offenders. They were Aparadhi.
Aparadha Shunya Hai Laho Krishna Naam. Krishna Mata Krishna Pita Krishna Dhana Pran.
To such people, Nityananda Prabhu would say,
Aparadha Shunya Hai Laho Krishna Naam.
Give up your offensive mentality, my dear sir, and take the name of Krishna. Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father, Krishna is your life and soul.
Aparadha shunya hai loho Krishna naam. Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dhana pran. Nadiya godrume Nityananda mahajan.
And then there were people who were too attached to their homes, to their family members, to their mundane relationships, to their wealth. They were afraid to chant Krishna's name because they would think, if I become a devotee of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I will become an avadhut like Nityananda Prabhu. Or I would become a renounced person like Haridas Thakur. To such persons, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, our Nityananda Prabhu would say,
Krishna ra samsara koro chadi anacha.
Krishna ra samsara koro. Remain in your samsara. You are attached to your samsara. You are attached to your family, relatives and money. No problem. remain with your family, but live a Krishna conscious family life. Stay in your house, but make Krishna the owner of your house. Stay there as a caretaker of your family and your house and your property on behalf of Krishna. In short, stay where you are, do what you are doing, but be Krishna conscious. You want to have samsara, you want to have family life, have it. But have a Krishna conscious family life. Krishnera samsara koro, chhadi anachar. And just give up anachar, just give up sinful activities. Krishnera samsara koro, chhadi anachar. Jibe doya Krishna naam sarva dharma sa. Jibe doya. And teach the people who come in contact with you about Krishna. That is jibe doya. Jibe doya Krishna naam sarva dharma sa. Nadiya godrumme nityananda mahajan. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu carried out the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was assisted by the Naam Acharya, Haridas Thakur. They had great success all day, every day, without any break, without any vacation, without any holiday. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur would go all around Navadvip Dham, and they would preach, they would beg people to become devotees of Krishna. Lochan Das Thakur says, sometimes the householders on whose door Nityananda Prabhu would knock became very envious, suspicious, and they became victims of senseless rumors. Some envious people were spreading rumors that when you open your door to Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, you may feel that they are very humbly requesting you to chant Hare Krishna. But actually, secretly, they are looking inside your house to see where you keep your valuable items so that they can plan a decoy tree. They can plan to come and rob you and loot you later on. So don't open your doors when this avdhut Nityananda comes along with the outcast Haridas Thakur. There are people like that also. There are people who would tell outright to Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur that we will not chant. Who are you to teach us what to do? Who are you to instruct us? Get out. We will not chant. To such people, Nityananda Prabhu would fall down on his knees and with folded hands, he would humbly, with tears in his eyes, request them, please, 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 please chant Hare Krishna. Just chant Hare Krishna. That's all I'm asking you. Make Krishna your father, your mother, and your life and soul, and see how sublime your life will become. You will experience inner ananda like you have never experienced before. Please. Please, please accept this mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chant Hare Krishna. And sometimes people would yell and scream at him and say, leave our property. Get out of here. We will not chant. We know who you are. We know why you are coming to our house. You just want to have a peek inside our house so you know what we have. And then you will come and steal it. Just go away. To such people, Nityananda Prabhu would offer Ashtanga Dandavat. From his knees, he would go down and fall like a stick in front of them. He would take a straw and hold it between his teeth. Dante Trinadhari, between his teeth, Trinadhari, he would hold a straw, a blade of grass, taking a completely humble position, and he would lie in the dust at the feet of these materialistic, envious householders. And he would continue to pray to them, beg them, please don't reject this offer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please chant Hare Krishna and see how much inner ananda you will experience. Please chant Hare Krishna. That's all I'm asking from you. Previously in Dwapar Yuga, when Romaharshana Suta, who was a disciple of Vyasdeva and who was speaking to great sadhus and rishis who had blessed him with a long life, Chiranjeev, when he became proud and did not stand up to acknowledge the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balramji. At that time, Balramji, who is none other than Nityananda Prabhu, at that time in Dwapar Yuga, Balramji, to teach all the devotees a lesson for all time to come, that a preacher should never become puffed up and proud. He took a trina, he took a blade of grass and just touched it to the proud body of Romaharshana Suta. And immediately Romaharshana Suta, who was blessed with a long life, immediately he died. This is how strict Balramji is. But when he came as Nityananda Prabhu, that same trina, that same blade of grass with which he had killed Romaharshana Suta, simply for not standing up, Balramji, when he came as Nityananda Prabhu, he's holding that same blade of grass between his teeth and offering dandavats. Not to some sadhus and rishis who are sitting on the Vyasasana, to ordinary, materialistic, ignorant, envious, offensive people, taking such a humble position and begging them to please chant Hare Krishna. And many of them would, but some contaminated, offensive, fallen people would still refuse. Ah, what to do? To such people, Nityananda Prabhu, in his tender heart, would think, these people are so fallen that they cannot chant Hare Krishna. Their only hope is to chant the holy name of my Gaura Hari. So to them, he would pray, Bhaja Gaurango, Kaha Gaurango, Laha Gaurangera Namare, Jejana Gauranga Bhaje, Seya Mora Pranare. You are too sinful to chant the name of Krishna. So please chant the name of Gauranga. He is none other than Krishna. But he is in the most merciful mood. Bhava bhav ochitam. Uchit bhav. He has come with the most merciful bhav. Therefore, there are no offenses in chanting the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gaurangera Namare. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ka naam lo. Please chant the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anybody who prays to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes my life and soul. Jajana Gauranga Bhaje. Seya Mora Pranare. To such sinful people, Nityananda Prabhu simply requests them to chant the name of Gauranga. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu did not deprive anyone of his compassion and mercy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was most pleased with the service of Nityananda Prabhu. With great pleasure, every evening he would hear the report from Nityananda Prabhu and Thakur Haridas about their preaching adventures. But one day, Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu came running to Advaita Bhavan, to Srivas Angan. And all the devotees were surprised to see how they were running, as if they were running to save their own lives. But they were laughing as they were running. And they were clasping each other's hands and laughing and roaring loudly. So everyone was surprised. What happened? Why are they running like this? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked them what happened. And Haridas Thakur reported. Specifically, he was talking to Advaita Acharya, because Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur were very dear friends. Haridas Thakur was actually glorifying Nityananda Prabhu, but he was speaking in a complaining tone. Outwardly, it would appear like a complaining tone, but actually, he was having the deepest appreciation and glorification for Nityananda Prabhu. Haridas Thakur was saying, I don't know what I have done by agreeing to become a preaching partner of this Avadhoot Nityananda Prabhu. Haridas Thakur is telling Advaita Acharya, O Gosai, this Nityananda Prabhu is very difficult to handle. He sees a crocodile in Ganga. And out of his ecstasy, he jumps onto the back of that crocodile and starts tapping on the crocodile's head and tells the crocodile, chant Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. And I'm scared for him. I'm standing on the bank of Ganga and I'm yelling out, Nityananda, come out, come out. The crocodiles will attack you, come out. And he's blissfully floating along the currents of Mother Ganga. Then sometimes on the bank of Ganga, he will see some young girls who have come to fill water from Ganga. And he will go right in front of them. And he will ask them on their face, will you marry me? And the girls will become shy. They will cover their face. They will drop the pot of water and they will run home out of shyness. And I am standing here, a brahmachari, with this avadhoot, when he is doing all these naughty tricks. And then I have to run away from them. I have to run away from there, because I am scared. Those girls will go and complain to their fathers and mothers. And they will come there. And this is not just a unfounded fear. This actually happened. One time Nityananda Prabhu asked some girls, will you marry me? And the girls became shy and ran home. And Nityananda Prabhu also ran away. And I was sitting there on the bank of Ganga thinking what to do, how to correct this Nityananda Prabhu. And suddenly, the parents of those girls came. And they thought I was the one who did the mischief. And I had to run away for my life from the banks of Ganga. It is very difficult to preach with this Nityananda Prabhu. But all these things that I have told you are nothing compared to what happened today. Today, as we were going along the streets of Navadvip preaching, we saw an area where two very, very strong and powerful men were sitting, and everyone advised us, do not go near them. They are very dangerous. Every day they commit murders. They are dacoits. They are very dangerous people. There is no sin which they have not committed. So please do not go near them. So Nityananda Prabhu asked the people, how come you know these two men? Are they very famous? So the villagers told us, famous? Everyone knows them. They are Jagai and Madhai. They are brothers. But they are very, very powerful and strong. No one can stop them. And if anyone goes near them, they just murder those people. So take our advice. Please do not go near these two wretched people who are famous everywhere as the most sinful of all men. And Nityananda Prabhu looked at me. Now, Haridas Thakur is telling Advaita Acharya. And Nityananda Prabhu looked at me. And his lotus eyes became big. And he had an excited expression on his face. And he told me, Haridas, did you hear what these people are saying? That these two men are very famous as the most sinful. And our Gaura Hari is Patita Pavan. Patita Pavana Gaura Hari. Our Gaura Hari is Patita Pavan. Today we have found the most qualified people to receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just imagine, my dear Haridas, if these two people, Jagai and Madai, become devotees, how much fame and glory it will bring to our Gaura Hari. Everyone will say that the mercy of Gaura Hari is so powerful that even Jagai and Madai became devotees of Krishna, giving up all their sinful activities. My dear Haridas, let us leave everything and go and preach to Jagai and Madai. I became petrified just by looking at Jagai and Madai. I told Nityananda Prabhu that, Nityananda Prabhu, this will be our last day of preaching. Let us not commit suicide by approaching these two powerful sinners, Jagai and Madai. Let us find someone else. Otherwise, this will be the end of all our preaching. And you know what this Avadhut Nityananda told me? He said, my dear Haridas, have you forgotten when in Phulia, in 22 marketplaces, those Mlecha soldiers had beaten you and whipped you? You are praying for their deliverance. Please pray for Jagai and Madai with that same spirit. And I told Nityananda Prabhu, those Mlecha soldiers who were whipping me were nothing compared to these two brothers, Jagai and Madai. If we go anywhere near Jagai and Madai, both of us will be killed. Let us run for our lives. But Nityananda Prabhu would not have any of it. With his powerful long arms, he grabbed me and literally dragged me in the presence of Jagai and Madai. And then he told Jagai and Madai, please chant the names of Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your life and soul. Give up sinful activities and chant Hare Krishna. As soon as Nityananda Prabhu said these words to Jagai and Madai, they became furious. Their eyes became red with anger. They got up from their sitting place and started chasing after us. Let us kill them! Let us kill them! They were yelling, and they were so big and so powerful that both of us got scared and we ran for our lives. We just took off and ran for our lives. And because they were so strongly built and so huge, they were not very agile and swift. That is why somehow by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we were able to escape with our lives. Otherwise today we would have been killed. And even as we were running, the villagers were taunting us.
We had told you not to go near them. Going near them is like committing suicide. And as we were running, Nityananda Prabhu was still saying that next day, let us go again. Let us go again and try to preach to them. Because if they become devotees, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glories will have no limits. And I was telling Nityananda Prabhu that you can go, but I will not come with you. I am too scared. And he was laughing. And I was laughing at the fact that it's a miracle that we survived today. Oh, Advaita Prabhu, oh Gosai, it is not possible for me to preach along with Nityananda Prabhu. Very difficult to have him as my preaching partner. And all the devotees were hearing all these adventures of Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, and they were shouting with their hands raised, Jai, Jai! And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard all these narrations and he smiled and he declared, because Nityananda Prabhu has developed a desire to deliver Jagai and Madai, because Nityananda Prabhu has cast his merciful glance upon Jagai and Madai, very soon they will become Shuddha Bhakta. They will become pure devotees. And all the devotees said, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned towards Gangadas Pandit. Gangadas Pandit was his teacher when Nimai Pandit was a student. And he asked Gangadas Pandit, can you tell me a little bit more about Jagai and Madai? So Gangadas Pandit and other devotees, they narrated the history of Jagai and Madai to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gangadas Pandit said, they were born in Brahmin families. Their name was Jagadananda and Madhavananda. Somehow, they fell into bad company. And by the influence of bad association, they became sinful. And they became such sinners that there is no sin that they have not committed. They are robbers. They are murderers. They are rapists. They are arsonists. They burn people's homes. With their own sinful hands, they slit the throats of cows. And they eat cows' flesh. Being born in Brahmin families, they kill cows and they eat the flesh of cows. They drink wine. They gamble. There is no sin that these two brothers have not committed. Therefore, Jagadananda and Madhavananda, they have become Jagai and Madhai. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees heard this, they were filled with anticipation. What is going to happen now? How is Nityananda Prabhu going to deliver them? And Nityananda Prabhu, who perfectly understood the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he again approached Jagai and Madai. Sometime later. And Jagai and Madai were drinking wine from two huge pots made of clay. You see, earthen pots, they are very fragile. You can just break them by dropping them, or you can even hit them or kick them hard and they will shatter. Jagai and Madai were not drinking wine, alcohol, from such earthen pots. They were drinking from clay pots. Clay pots are those pots which are very hard. they can even be used to keep plants in them, those thick clay pots. They were drinking wine through them, through those pots. As soon as Nityananda Prabhu approached, Madhai immediately remembered that he is the same person who had come and preached to us. This time, it was almost evening. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur had already preached all day. And towards the evening, they came to know that in a certain place, Jagai and Madhai are sitting and drinking alcohol. So Nityananda Prabhu approached them. And this time, Madhai did not even let Nityananda Prabhu speak anything. So just before we discuss this, one important point we have to understand, we should not become bewildered by seeing how Haridas Thakur was hesitating to approach Jagai and Madhai, and how Nityananda Prabhu was enthusiastic to go to Jagai and Madhai. Haridas Thakur is also supremely compassionate. You see, when Bhrigu Muni was trying to test the three powerful personalities, Brahmaji, Shivji, and Bhagwan Vishnu, at that time he went to each and every one of them, and he tested them by committing aparad. Against Brahmaji, he committed a mild aparad, manas aparad. Against Shivji, he committed a little bit more grave aparad, vani aparad. And against Bhagwan Vishnu, he committed the most grievous, most serious type of aparad, vapu aparad. He kicked the chest of Lord Narayan. And Brahmaji got angry just due to manas aparad, just because Bhrigu Muni did not greet him or offer him respects, although he was Brahmaji's son. So Brahmaji got angry by manas aparad. Shivji is the brother of Bhrigu Muni, and Shivji came to embrace him, and Bhrigu Muni told him, go away, your body is covered with ash from crematorium, and you are covered with snakes, you are very contaminated, I will not embrace you. So he committed a verbal offense against Shivji, and Shivji became very angry and was ready to kill him. But Mother Parvati stopped Shivji, begged him to stop. And then Bhrigu Muni committed vapu aparad, physical offense against Lord Narayan, but Lord Narayan did not get angry. So Bhrigu Muni concluded that, and Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, that one's greatness has to be estimated by one's ability to tolerate provoking situations. And this is very true for all of us as ISKCON devotees. Srila Prabhupada says, one's greatness has to be estimated by one's ability to tolerate provoking situations. When we are provoked, are we going to just react? Or are we going to tolerate and respond in an appropriate way? That shows how advanced we are in Krishna consciousness. When we are provoked, that is the test. Provocations can be positive or negative. Positive provocations means when we are praised and glorified. At that time, do we become puffed up and proud? If we become puffed up and proud, then we have failed the test. And negative provocations means how Brahmaji and Shivji were provoked by negative behavior, or through offenses. When we are ill-treated, when we are mistreated, when we are misunderstood, at that time, how do we want? Are we able to tolerate it? That is the yardstick to measure our advancement in Krishna consciousness. But our acharyas explain this pastime
in a very deep way. They tell us a secret. They tell us that actually Brahmaji and Shivji knew that Bhrigumuni is coming to test them, to see who is the most worshipable personality out of these three personalities. Brahmaji, Shivji and Lord Narayan. Brahmaji and Shivji knew that Bhrigumuni is coming to test them. Therefore, deliberately, they pretended to become angry so that Lord Narayan would be glorified as the greatest personality. That is the greatness of Brahmaji and Shivji. They are willing to spoil their own personal reputation so that the reputation of Lord Narayan, their Lord, is enhanced. That is Vaishnav. That same Brahmaji came as Haridas Thakur. And now he's saying that, I cannot go in front of Jagai and Madai. Only Nityananda Prabhu can do it. You know, he's too enthusiastic. He's too empowered. He's too compassionate. So Haridas Thakur is saying all these things to bring out and highlight the glory of Nityananda Prabhu. But actually we should understand that Haridas Thakur is supremely compassionate, supremely fearless, because he has taken shelter of Krishna. He is our Namacharya. Bhajahure mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Haridas Thakur is fearless because he has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Abhay Charanaravinda, the Lord whose feet are like lotuses and which award fearlessness. So this is just a little clarification so that we don't think that Haridas Thakur was actually scared of Jagai Madai. He was not, but he was pretending to be scared in order to glorify Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu went second time. He approached Jagai and Madai. And this time Madai did not even let him speak. He picked up his hard, heavy clay pot from which he was drinking wine. And without even Nityananda Prabhu saying a word, Madai went right in front of Nityananda Prabhu and smashed his clay pot on the head of Nityananda Prabhu with the intention of killing him. Now let us pause for a second. Let us try to analyze that Bengal was under the rule of Muslims at that time. There was a king, there were soldiers, and Jagai and Madai used to set not just people's homes, they would set villages on fire. They would murder people. They would loot people. They would threaten people. They used to commit all these crimes. They were creating a havoc. Why did the police, why did the army, why did the authorities not capture Jagai and Madai? Why no one had the guts to go near Jagai and Madai? Isn't it a valid question? Why the soldiers and the police who would come to arrest devotees when they were doing Sankirtan, who would arrest so many other criminals, why they never arrested Jagai Madai? Our acharyas explain the reason. Actually, Jagai Madai were so powerful that they did not just possess physical power, but they had immense tantric power. Immense tantric power. Therefore, even the soldiers were scared to approach them because they knew they would be destroyed. They said, better leave them alone. Better leave them alone. That is how powerful Jagai and Madai were. They did not just possess huge, strongly built, powerful bodies, but they also had immense tantric power with which they could do a lot of damage and destruction. So Madai took that heavy clay pot and he hit our darling Nityananda Prabhu on his head with so much strength that that unbreakable, thick, heavy clay pot actually shattered. And Nityananda Prabhu, whose body is eternally spiritual, to reciprocate with the inimical emotions of Madhai, Nityananda Prabhu immediately manifested a wound on his head and blood started pouring out from that wound as soon as he was hit, just like an ordinary mortal. And Nityananda Prabhu's blood started running down his face onto his chest, and all his clothes, his beautiful blue-colored garments, became covered and soaked in blood. Nityananda Prabhu folded his hands and begged Madhai as well as Jagai. He said, "My dear Madhai and my dear Jagai, I do not mind what you have done to me, but please chant the name of Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your life and soul. Please take shelter of Krishna and your life will become sublime." Now by this time, all the villagers, they ran back to where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Srivasangan, and they quickly told him the great catastrophe that was about to happen. They told him how Nityananda Prabhu's life was in danger at the hands of the wicked Jagai and Madai. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within a moment, he appeared to protect his dear devotee Nityananda Prabhu. When Madhai saw that Nityananda Prabhu, even after sustaining such a huge blow to his head, was still standing, he took Jagai's clay pot of alcohol and he was getting ready to hit Nityananda Prabhu the second time, this time with Jagai's pot. But when Nityananda Prabhu spoke the words filled with compassion, Jagai's heart melted. And he started telling his brother Madhai, "Oh Madhai, just see, this Avadhoot Nityananda is a real sadhu. Even though you tried to kill him, he has forgiven you. He has no anger within himself. He has no envy within himself. He is a real sadhu. Please, do not hit him again." And Madhai started grabbing the clay pot from the hands of Jagai. And Jagai tried to snatch it back, saying, "No, don't hit. Don't hit Nityananda." Now just see, on Gaur Purnima, Nityananda Trayodashi, with so much love and care, we do Abhishek of Gauranitai. We make sure the temperature of the water is warm, not too hot, not too cold. We use the best milk, best yogurt, best honey, best ghee, best sugar water syrup to bathe Gaur Nitai. So carefully we do it. Fresh fruit juices, We dress them in nice white clothes. We make garlands out of dry fruits for them. And with great care, without touching them with the conch shell, just from a little distance, we offer Abhishek to them. Our beloved Gaur Nitai. And here our Nityananda Prabhu is standing all alone. And a clay pot, a hard pot of liquor has been smashed on his forehead. And all the poisonous liquor which was touched by the contaminated lips of Madhai is all over the transcendental body of Nityananda Prabhu. And to make matters worse, he is bleeding. Madhai is trying to hit him again with Jagai's clay pot. And Jagai is trying to stop Madhai from doing it a second time. This is when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived on that scene. It was late in the evening, the sun was almost ready to set. All the devotees were eagerly waiting in Srivasangan so that they could start their all-night kirtans. But this great emergency situation had arisen. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived, first he looked at his beloved Nityananda Prabhu to make sure that Nityananda Prabhu was all right. Seeing that Nityananda Prabhu is still standing strong, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked straight at Madhai. And in the presence of Nityananda Prabhu, in the presence of Jagai and Madhai, in the presence of all the devotees who had come running with him, in the presence of all the villagers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shouted, "Chakra!" And immediately, on the tip of his right index finger, the most powerful weapon in all of creation, the Sudarshan Chakra, appeared. It lit up the evening sky, and the glaring effulgence and heat from the Sudarshan Chakra started scorching the bodies of Jagai and Madhai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to release the Sudarshan Chakra to chop off the head of Madhai and then to chop off the head of Jagai. But the Sudarshan Chakra would not leave the fingertips of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Nityananda Prabhu, clasping onto his lotus feet and begging him, "My dear Lord, please do not kill them. Please do not kill them." Now see, we have to understand, Krishna's first expansion is Balramji or Nityananda Prabhu. And all of Krishna's weapons and his paraphernalia, including his Sudarshan Chakra, everything, his clothes, his garments, all his paraphernalia, is an expansion of Nityananda Ram, Balramji. Sudarshan Chakra is also an expansion of Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, the Sudarshan Chakra would not leave the finger of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because the source of that Sudarshan Chakra, Nityananda Prabhu, was lying down at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, earnestly begging him to forgive Jagai and Madhai. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry that his eyes appeared like red hot pieces of coal. He appeared to be death personified. He appeared as ferocious as Sri Narasimha Dev when Narasimha Bhagwan appeared in the Sabha of Hiranyakashipu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that if the Sudarshan Chakra will not leave my finger with my bare hands, I will destroy Jagai and Madhai.
At that point, Nityananda Prabhu begged to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just look at Jagai. Mahaprabhu, just look at Jagai. He actually tried to save me. He was begging his brother not to hit me. He actually saved my life. Please forgive him and give him Krishna Prem.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at Jagai
and he heard the petition of Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart immediately softened. And he said, yes, yes, you are right, my dear Nityananda. This Jagai tried to protect you. For this seva that he has done for you, at this very moment, I take away all his sins and I give him Krishna Prem. Jagai, chant Hare Krishna. And Jagai started chanting the holy names of Krishna, and tears of love manifested in his eyes. And then Nityananda Prabhu told him, go and fall at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Being encouraged by Nityananda Prabhu, Jagai fell at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and started chanting, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Started crying in ecstasy. Started crying in love for Krishna. Instant transformation. But Madhai was still deprived of the mercy. When Madhai saw that my brother Jagai, who was my partner in every crime I did, who was as sinful as me, has become purified and is experiencing such an inner ananda which both of us have never tasted in the past. When he sees the blissful emotions of Jagai, Madhai also develops a desire to taste Krishna Prem. And he starts praying to the ferocious form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to Madhai as Lord Narayan, holding his Sudarshan Chakra. So Madhai prayed to him that, O Lord Narayan, O Gaura Hari, you have killed so many demons and you have given them liberation. And when you gave them liberation, all their sins were destroyed. Therefore, I beg you to please forgive me and please destroy all my sins. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu roared at Madhai. That is not correct. The demons who got liberation, they got it only after being killed. So let me kill you first. Then we will talk about your sins. Let me kill you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached Madhai to destroy him. Madhai started trembling in fear. And he prayed again to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but you forgave my brother, Jagai. He is as sinful as me. He is as sinful as me. He has committed every sin which I had committed. So if you can give him mercy, then please give me also mercy. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised Madhai. That is also incorrect. The reason Jagai got mercy is because he served Nityananda Prabhu. But you, lowest wretch, you tried to attack Nityananda Prabhu. For you there is no hope. Let me destroy you. And again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about to pounce on Madhai. At that point, Madhai fell at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, who had fallen at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Madhai prayed to Nityananda Prabhu. He knew there is no hope by praying to Gaurahari. No one can approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Madhai is teaching us this important lesson. Madhai fell at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, the same Nityananda Prabhu who he had abused and attacked. Madhai grabbed the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu just like a person who is about to drown would hold on to a log of wood. Madhai grabbed the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, did not even say anything. He just clasped the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu and pressed them against his heart. Nityananda Prabhu looked up at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and with folded hands prayed to him, "How many times are you going to kill them, my Lord? How many times are you going to kill them? You killed them when they came as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. You killed them when they came as Ravan and Kumbhakaran. You killed them when they came as Shishupal and Dantavakra. But they keep coming back again and again and again. How many times are you going to kill them? Instead, my prayer to you is, don't kill them, but kill the sinful tendency in their heart. That is why we have incarnated. Parama karuna bahudui jana anitai gaura chandra." Nityananda Prabhu is reminding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our avatar is to destroy the sinful mentality in their hearts. Don't kill them. What will you achieve by killing them? Nityananda Prabhu continued to pray, "If I have ever committed any pious activity, if I have ever pleased you by my devotional service, then I ask you this one benediction. Please forgive Madhai just like you forgave Jagannath. Please forgive Madhai and give him Krishna Prem right now. Give him Shuddha Bhakti." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at Madhai and said, "Oh Madhai, from today you are the property of Nityananda Prabhu. Because you have taken shelter at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, and because he has prayed for you, right now I take all your sins upon myself and I give you Krishna Prem. Chant Krishna's name." And tears of love erupted in the eyes of Madhai and he started chanting, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." And all the devotees, all the villagers, they were surprised. How can these two brothers, Jagai and Madhai, give up sinful activities and become devotees? Impossible. Today, we have witnessed the impossible. Even the devatas, the devatagan, the demigods, they became overwhelmed and they came down and started showering flowers on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Chitragupta came, who was keeping an account of Jagai and Madhai's sins. Yamaraj came, Shukdev Goswami came, Narad Muni came, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Jagai and Madai, come with me to my house. And all the devotees who normally at night would go to Srivasangan and do Sankirtan, today they went to the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, come with me. And all these intimate devotees like Srivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, they all went along with Jagai and Madai to the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged them all in Sankirtan. What a Sankirtan it was. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared, I have taken all the sins of Jagai and Madai. Therefore, just see, my golden complexion has become black. And all the devotees were aghast to see. Indeed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had an effulgent golden complexion, he became dark, black. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Advaita Acharya, what do you see, Gosai? And Advaita Gosai looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, smiled and said, O Gaura Hari, from Gaura Sundar, you have become Shama Sundar. Your golden complexion has transformed into the dark complexion of Shyam Sundar Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at all the devotees and declared, from today, no one should look at Jagai and Madai as if they are sinners. I have taken all their sins. From today, they are pure-hearted Vaishnavas. And you should all respect them as pure-hearted Vaishnavas. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the Sankirtan. And Yamraj ji came, his assistant Chitragupta came, Sukhdev Goswami came, Narad Muni came, Shiv ji came, Parvati ji came, Ganesh ji came, Kartikeya came. They were all there, but nobody other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could identify them. And there was an ecstatic Kirtan, and Jagai and Madai were very careful not to touch the bodies of any devotees because they could never forget how sinful they were. But they were enthusiastically doing Harinam Sankirtan. Tears of love were coming out of their eyes and of the eyes of all the devotees. Narad Muni was dancing in such ecstasy in that Kirtan that he lost his Veena in the crowd. And he did not even realize that I have lost my Veena. Yamraj ji was dancing in such ecstasy. And just thinking how such a mountain of sins has been destroyed in one moment by Gaura Hari, in great love, Yamraj ji fainted. And Chitragupta also fainted. And Shivji came and started dancing in that Sankirtan. And he was lost in ecstasy to such an extent that Shivji's clothes fell off his transcendental body. And Sukhdev Goswami was dancing and crying and fainting in ecstasy. And Ganesh ji came and he started dancing. And Kartikeya was dancing. All the Devatagan were dancing. It was a Sankirtan which was never before seen in the history of creation. The Sankirtan after the deliverance of Jagai and Madai. And during the Sankirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's golden complexion came back. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have the sins of Jagai and Madai. Any devotee who criticizes another devotee, all these sins of Jagai and Madai that I am holding will enter one by one into the heart of that blasphemous devotee. This is a big lesson for all of us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that any devotee who criticizes another devotee will get the sins of Jagai and Madai, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is holding on to. even today. So we have to be very careful. But Jagai and Madai, they had a complete transformation of heart. They would repeatedly go to Nityananda Prabhu and cry and beg for some service. We have committed so many aparads. Please tell us how we can do prayaschit, how we can repent. And many times Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu would just tell them, don't worry now, you have become devotees, you have given up sinful activities. It's all good, don't worry now. A Vaishnava does not have to do any prayaschit. As long as he or she has given up all the sinful activities and is wholeheartedly engaged in Krishna Bhakti. But Jagai and Madai were not satisfied with this answer. One day again they approached Nityananda Prabhu. And knowing their heart, Nityananda Prabhu gave them the service. He told them, go to Ganga and construct ghats so that when devotees and pilgrims come, they have nice facility to do Ganga Snan. Stay on those ghats and offer your services free of cost to the devotees and the pilgrims and the travelers. Offer them, can we wash your clothes? Can we wash your dhoti? Can we bring you some water to drink? Can we fill your pots with water? Offer them service, beg forgiveness, and always chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Jagai and Madai always lived on the banks of Ganga. They would wake up very early in the morning, many, many hours before the sun would rise, and they would begin their japa. They would chant 128 rounds, 2 lakh names, 182 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day without fail. And rest of the time, they would construct the ghat. When the ghat was constructed, they would serve at the ghat, offer their menial services to anyone and everyone without any discrimination. Dasosmi, we are your servant. Tell us what we can do. Washing clothes, fetching water, any service they would do happily. Majority of the devotees, their hearts would melt seeing the genuine transformation of Jagai and Madai. But one day, an extraordinary event happened at Madai Ghat. One particular person had come to have Ganga Snan, and Madai offered him obeisances as usual, begged forgiveness and begged him for some menial service. When this man saw Madai, he remembered some of the evil activities of Madai. Ah, he had robbed me of my wealth. Ah, he had burnt my house long ago. This man remembered the previous sins of Madai and he wanted to take revenge. So he picked up a stone from the bank of Ganga and he smashed it against the head of Madai. He hit Madai with that huge stone on the head and Madai's head started bleeding, just like Nityananda Prabhu's head had bled when Madai had hit Nityananda Prabhu. Now this village man hit Madai with a stone on the head and Madai was bleeding. This man was thin and weak and Madai still had a huge powerful muscular body, and this tiny man had the audacity of picking up a stone and hitting Madai on the forehead, and Madai started bleeding. Madai looked at that man who had hit him and attacked him. Madai looked at that tiny man and then looked down at the stone with which he had been hit. Then Madai bent down and picked up that stone with which he had been hit and walked over to that man, the village man, who had dared to attack Madai. Madai handed over that stone back to that tiny village man and told him, thank you. Thank you for hitting me. But I deserve much more. please take this stone and hit me again, and hit me again and again, because I deserve so much more. Saying this, Madai fell at the feet of that ordinary village man and told him, please hit me again. Seeing the genuine humility and tolerance of Madai, Madai had become the personification of the third verse of Shikshashtakam, which we all chanted today before the class. Trinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnunam, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sada hari. If we want to chant 128 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day, this is the ideal standard Madai is demonstrating. Seeing the genuine tolerance and humility and devotion of Madai, this village man's heart completely melted. He threw the stone aside, raised up Madai and fell at his feet and said, you are a sadhu, you are a sadhu. There is no limit to the mercy, there is no limit to the power of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. In this way, even the envious and angry people, their hearts would melt seeing the genuine transformation of Jagai and Madai. Today, on the occasion of Gaur Purnima, let us meditate on the many lessons that we can learn from this story. Let us meditate on this story itself, which is so purifying. But let us remember two key things. No matter what our background is, no matter how sinful we are, we should follow in the footsteps of Jagai and Madai. Try to give up our sinful activities and with genuine repentance and genuine thirst, start drinking the holy name of Krishna. Krishna Nama Amrut, the nectar of the holy name of Krishna. Let us take shelter of Krishna Nam. Number one. And number two, let us remember what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke in that historical Sankirtan after delivering Jagai and Madai, that I am still holding on to the sins of Jagai and Madai. Any devotee who criticizes another devotee, slowly these sins will enter the heart of that devotee. So let us be very careful not to commit Vaishnava Aparadh, not to criticize other devotees. Just these two lessons. Let us take shelter of Krishna Nam and let us avoid criticizing anybody. If we do these two things and we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's movement, we remain in the association of devotees, our life will become successful. Shri Gaur Purnima Maha Mohatsav Ki Jai! Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai! Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai! Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol! Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanat Pranam. Thank you so much Prabhuji for such a nectarian Gaur Katha. Although we have heard this pastime so many times, but every time we hear, it is so purifying that we learn so many lessons and we glorify Lord Chaitanya, the most merciful Lord, again and again. So thank you so much Prabhuji for such a nectarian class. Hare Bol.
Thank you Mataji. Hare Krishna. Very sorry for going over time. Hare Krishna.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. First of all, thank you so much. Very, very beautiful class and very beautiful lesson from the pastime of Jagai and Madhai. It was really nectarian. So, I really liked some things that you were telling about how
the Sudarshan wouldn't leave from the hands of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Lord Nityananda was at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it was very meditative and very, very sweet. And about you were talking about how this, I thought this was really interesting. You were talking about who was the one who, Madhai was the one who, so Jagai was tasting the inner happiness, and seeing the happiness that he was tasting, Madhai got transformed, something like that you said, right? That was very, very, very beautiful. Because I think in Krishna consciousness, some people, if not all, many people, they come to Krishna consciousness after seeing the transformation of someone, someone's life drastically, and seeing how happy others are. So especially like after taking Krishna consciousness, how one becomes very happy. Just seeing that happiness, there are many people who are very surprised, and at least they are curious about the process. So I thought that was very, very nice when you mentioned about that. And the Devata Sankirtan, that was such a beautiful expression, the way you talked about it, how all the Devatas were doing Sankirtan. So it was very, very nice, very meditative class. I just wanted to ask one question. So when you were mentioning about Jagadananda and Madhavananda, you said they were born in Brahmin families. They were known as Jagadananda and Madhavananda, and later they came to be known as Jagai and Madhai. So the question here is, does Jagai and Madhai have an implication in the meaning as to something to do with your character that is changed, or it is just that, you know, it doesn't have any such implication and it's just a way, a short form of calling Jagadananda and Madhavananda? Can you explain something about
that? My understanding, Mataji, is that Jagadananda and Madhavananda, they are very nice spiritual names, but because they became so sinful that just out of lack of respect, you know, their names were also very short, just Jagai Madhai, which has no meaning. In those days, names used to have meanings. Okay. Like that.
Huh? Very nice, very nice. Thank you, Prabhuji. It was really, really nice. Thanks for starting this day so nicely. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Priti Vilasan Mataji. Hare Krishna. That's awesome.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. All glory to Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you again for a very, very wonderful class, beautiful meditation. I have a question. So we understand from, you know, that Jagai and Madhai are Jaya and Vijaya. They came back again as in this Gaura Leela to go through this life like this. Now, you know, some may think, and sometimes I think, they were the doorkeepers. They were cursed to be there, and that's why they came back. But our position is, it was like it's destiny, you know. In a sense, it's their destiny to be saved, because that's what the Lord said would happen. You know, what is our position? You know, we're not that cursed / blessed as they were, you know. And so it seems almost like, you know, you would think, I'm never going to get there. You know, they this was meant for them, you know. And it, sometimes you think, you know, is this for me too? So, you know, am I also eligible? So that was one question. The other question I have is, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took on their sins. Can you kind of, you know, I mean, I don't know if there's any correlation, but can you kind of explain also, you know, when we take initiation, it says that our Guru Maharaj takes on our sin or something. I'm not quite sure exactly. Can you kind of speak about that and that correlation between, you know, between those two incidences? Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Mataji, may I please know your name?
This is Maneshwari Lakshmi Devi Mataji.
Yes, Maneshwari Mataji. Dandavat Pranam, Mataji.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Yeah, so Mataji, regarding the first question, Mataji, if we just analyze our own lives, at least my life, I was very sinful, living a very sinful life, and very sinful thoughts, sinful activities. And if we see most of us on this conference call also, many of us used to eat meat. We have eaten meat of so many animals. Some of us, you know, might have indulged in intoxicants, you know, so many things. Regulative principles we have broken. And if we study Prabhupada Leelamrita, we see that so many people with such, you know, from such diverse backgrounds, they also came and they purified. They got purified. This is the proof of the potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Jagai and Madai are prototype devotees who got mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's potency is very much visible in this Leela of Jagai and Madai. That is the classic example. But it is going on even today. Even during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, later on he delivered the Mayavadis, headed by Prakashananda. He delivered animals in Jharkhand forest. So many things Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did on similar lines. Jagai and Madai were the prototype. They were the classic examples. But on similar lines, history has repeated and it continues to repeat even today. So we have to just look at our, in my case at least, I just have to look at my own self to see that, you know, to understand that this is for me also. The deliverance of Jagai and Madai is not just some leela in the scriptures, but actually it has happened to some degree in my life also, to me. Some of you may be born in very pious backgrounds, very pious lifestyle. Then it is a little difficult to relate, but many of us in ISKCON, if you see, there are devotees from so many countries, you know, even from India, so many backgrounds and sinful lives, and we have been transformed. So the deliverance of Jagai and Madai types of people is going on even today, very much in ISKCON. Does that help with the first question, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you. It actually does. I didn't think that far ahead, but now that you mention it, yes, it does. Thank you.
Yeah, and the second question is Jiva Goswami in Shad Sandarbha, he writes, Divyatnyanam yato dadya kuryat papasya samshanam tasmat diksheti sa prokta deshike sattva kovidai. This is one verse which all of us should memorize and remember. Because in this verse, Srila Jiva Goswami explains the meaning of diksha. Divya jnanam yato dadyat means during diksha the guru gives divya jnana. If you see in ISKCON, every initiation ceremony there is a lecture. Every initiation ceremony there is a lecture, and that lecture is usually a very broad overall understanding of Krishna consciousness. If we just keep those instructions we receive during diksha initiation in our hearts, that is like all the Vedic knowledge, all the spiritual knowledge that we need to know in a nutshell. So divya jnanam yato dadyat, the divya jnan, the divine knowledge, transcendental knowledge is given to us by the guru during diksha initiation. Divya jnanam yato dadyat kuryat papasya samshanam, and all our pap, all our sins are destroyed during the diksha. Kuryat papasya sankshanam tasmat diksheti sa prokta. This is called diksha. Deshike tattva kovidai. The kovida, the highly learned people who know the tattva, they call this diksha. These two things have to happen. Divya jnana has to be given and the sins have to be destroyed. Now how these sins are destroyed during initiation, what I have heard from authorities is that the spiritual master, being in a parampara, he takes all the sins and then in the parampara they are transferred up to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes them. So because that is the meaning of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They are Gaudiya Vaishnavas coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes the sins and he has the choice, he has the prerogative of either destroying the sins because he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Or like in the case of Jagai Madai, you can see Vrindavan Thakur clear lights that anybody who commits Vaishnava Aparad, these sins of Jagai and Madai will go to them. So like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has the prerogative to destroy them, but definitely they go away from us at the time of Diksha by the mercy of our Guru Maharaj. And because Guru Maharaj is another parampara coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How exactly they are destroyed, that I don't know. That is up to Krishna. But yes, based on Jiva Goswami's definition, we can have faith that the sins are destroyed. But we should be careful not to commit sins in the future. Therefore, we follow the four regulative principles. We try to avoid the 10 offenses against the holy name. And we chant and we serve in the association of devotees. Very nice process, Srila Prabhupada has given us. Isn't it, Matani?
Yes, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful process. Very nice. And thank you for answering that question. It's although we ask it, you know, like I said, it was on my mind, and I just wanted to get some clarity. And like you said, can you actually share that verse that you just chanted? And I think it's a nice meditation to remember how much our Guru Maharajas go through for us, and to for us, I guess Gaur Purnima is a time to re-vow, or you know, again, come back to remember what vows we have taken, and to again make another promise that, that this year I'm going to improve. So thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Yes, I will find that verse, Mataji, and then I will share it. I don't have it with me readily, but I will search for it and I will share it on the WhatsApp group. Is that okay?
Thank you. Yes, wonderful.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dandvat Pranam, Augustalu Prabhupada, Shishi Radha Gopinath Ki Jai Ho. Thank you very much, Adi Kathadar Prabhu, for correcting us. The main point that we should not criticize any Vaishnava, otherwise all the sins came, Jadai Madai, what they did, sins, it came to our head. Not only by, we never criticize any Vaishnava, not only by mind also. Thank you very much, Dandvat Pranam, Koti Koti Pranam to your association. Hari Hari Bol, Jai Shri Radhe.
Hare Krishna, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Thank you. Thank you very much. Dandavat.
I have unmuted everyone, so if anyone else wanted to ask and couldn't ask a question, you can go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Adi Gada Prabhu, Dandvat Pranam, Guru Prabhupada. Prabhuji, I have one question. Like we said, you know, during time of Diksha, most of our sins are getting reduced, but as we move forward in life, as time passes, knowingly and unknowingly, some, you know, sins are committed because of our lack of knowledge or lack of understanding, or that is unknowingly and knowingly also because of our ego. So how do we make sure that, you know, I'm not becoming like accumulating more sin and doing Vaishnava Prad or offenses to the holy name, thereby, you know, closing my door to the spiritual world.
So, Prabhu, not some of the sins are destroyed during initiation. All the sins are destroyed during Diksha.
Okay.
If you take Diksha in a parampara, and we have a bona fide parampara of, you know, a powerful acharyas coming directly from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have personalities like 66 Goswamis, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidya Bhushan, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Simha Guru, and our Srila Prabhupada. So, and then his disciples. So we have a very, very powerful sampradaya, and all the sins are destroyed. And as far as committing sins, that will happen as long as our hearts are not purified. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami explains that when a Vaishnava commits sins, if the Vaishnava realizes what sin he or she has committed and then stops committing them in the future, and continues with devotional service. For us, as ISKCON Gaudiya Vaishnavas, it is chanting minimum 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, following four regulative principles, and serving in the mission of Srila Prabhupada in the mood of servant of the servant of the servant. These are the vows that we take during initiation. If we just continue doing these things, minimum 16 rounds, four regulative principles, and our seva, Vaishnava seva, then no other prayaschitta is required for the accidental sins that we commit. No other prayaschitta is required. Just coming back to the path of bhakti, devotional service, is enough to save us. And then, of course, we can do other things like pray for forgiveness. There are nice prayers that can be chanted from the scriptures. When we commit offenses, we have to be careful. We have to pray for purification. One prayer is, Aparadha sahasrani kriyante harnisham maya dasoham iti manmatva kshamasva madhusudana. So there are these prayers, Pratigyatava Govinda name bhakta pranashati iti samsmritya samsmritya pranam dharyam amyaham. So there are many prayers like this which we can pray. We can take shelter of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, Api chet suduracharo bhajate maam ananya bhak sadureva samantavya samyagyava sitohisa chipram bhavati dharmatma shashvat chantim nikachati kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranaschati. So yes, mistakes will happen as long as our heart is not purified, but we have to have faith in the process. If we are in the association of sincere devotees, we follow the prescription that has been given to us during diksha, and 16 rounds, really it is, I'm telling you from my heart, it is really minimum. We cannot expect that I will chant 16 rounds and I will deliver the whole world. It's not going to happen. 16 rounds is minimum. All the acharyas used to chant more than 16 rounds. So we have to take a personal vow that I will do whatever, little bit more. 16 rounds is the minimum. Minimum means just to keep our nose and mouth above the surface of the water. We are not drowning, we are surviving, but we cannot help others. So, and we may, if a wave comes, we may aspirate some water also. We have to be careful. So 16 rounds, we should at least tell ourselves that that is minimum. I'm going to do more. And especially on special days like this, very auspicious tithis like today, we should try to chant more. So does that help, Prabhu? Lord Keshav Prabhu?
Yes, definitely, Prabhu. Thank you very much for that. And Prabhu, can you also send those prayers when you get some very beautiful prayers?
Yes. I will send them. Again, I don't have them anywhere written down, but I will search them and I'll share them.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I don't have a question. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate your fleshed out version of this Leela. It was very nice to hear it. You know, this expanded version, as opposed to reading it. You told it so nicely. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. May I know your name, Mataji?
This is Gaurangi.
Gaurangi, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Dandavatam.
If no one else has any questions or comments, we can end the call. Thank you all so much again for joining, and wish you all a very happy Gaur Purnima. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for the ecstatic class.
Hare Krishna. Adiganada Prabhu, previously once mentioned to chant 16 rounds before Mangal Aarti. So I wanted to find out how, what time you get up and how he do it. So maybe I can get some inspiration, because I'm getting up early, but I cannot finish all the 16 rounds before that 4:30 Mangal Aarti time.
Mataji, who are you asking about?
It's Kaumudaki Dasi, remember?
Yes, I know Mataji, Kaumudaki Mataji, but who, you are asking about my schedule?
Yeah, like you have mentioned.
Yes.
The class. I don't want to impose in your, I don't know. But how can you do it? I mean, you may be doing it, but that's why I was asking.
Yes, Mother. So I'll tell you my own thing. I always have alarm set in my phone for 4 a.m. So every single day, no matter what time I sleep, even if I sleep at 2 o'clock at night, the alarm is at 4 o'clock, and I don't turn off the alarm while I'm lying down in bed. I stand up and I turn off the alarm. So that forces me to be awake. And as soon as I turn off the alarm, I turn it on for the next day so that I don't forget. So these two things I do. I get up and I turn the alarm off, not turning it off while in the sleeping position. So I stand up, I turn it off, and I immediately turn it on for the next day. So I wake up at 4 o'clock, Mataji. I just clean my mouth and hands and feet. I don't even have a bath. I just go down, offer my obeisances to Krishna in our altar. And on our altar, we have Shaligram Shilas, Dwarka Shilas, Giri Govardhan, Gaur Nitai, Jagannath Bandev Subhadra, Narasingha Bhagwan, and Radha Gopinath. I offer my obeisances to them. And I thank them for giving me the opportunity to do Brahma Murta Japa. And by 4:15, I'd start Japa. And by 6 a.m., usually the Japa is completed. And then I do post-Japa prayer. I offer obeisances again, and I thank Krishna. That Krishna, thank you very much. Guru and Krishna, thank you very much for allowing me to chant all my 16 rounds on Tulsi Mala during Brahma Murta in your presence today. This is a great gift for my purification. And I want to become purified so that I can become your puppet. I can become your instrument. So please give me this gift of Brahma Murta Japa tomorrow also. And every day of my life. I pray like that. And then I chant whatever I have committed, a certain quota. I do that extra japa. And then I put my bead bag in the altar drawer. And then I am available to the whole world. After 6:15, 6:30, then I am available to the whole world. My patients, my hospital, my friends. But this time from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. or 4:15 to 6:15, these 2 hours is my lifeline, Mother. If I don't do this, then I will not be able to do any service. And then puja I do after coming back from the hospital. And then usually one aarti or two aartis we sing as a family, Gaur aarti or Narasimha aarti in the evening after I do puja. In the evening. Puja takes around 45 minutes to 1 hour because we have Shaligram Shila, so I have to bathe them. So I do that in the evening because I come back from the hospital and then I do it in the evening.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. The puja can be done later. We can do chanting. I do get up early. I do, but then I thought, well, before 6 o'clock I should wake the deities up and then start worshipping. So I don't finish all 16 rounds before. So then after deity worship, then I start chanting again. That's what I'm doing. So this, but I was wondering how I can do it before the time. Mangalati time is 4:30. So I sometimes wake up 2:30, 3 o'clock, something like that. But then cannot do it. So that's why I wanted to find out to do it. So it's okay, then I can do it later also, right?
Mataji, yeah, what you are doing is right. I'm just sharing my schedule. The reason I do it like this is, Mataji, because...
You're going working.
After 6 o'clock, the nurses start calling me and I start getting 2 phone calls from the hospital. So what will happen in my day after 6 a.m., I have no control. So that's why I want to finish my 16 rounds before by that time, and then I'm free. But if you are at home, then you can do the way you are doing. But for me, I was instructed that 16 rounds means Brahma Murta rounds.
Okay.
I was told specifically that if you chant after 7 a.m., you cannot count them.
Yeah. So much.
That's what I have been following.
Yeah. All the way.
Yeah, you can ask your authority. Your authority. I just shared my this, but I think what you are doing is perfect, Mother. You are doing Mangal Aarti, waking up early, waking up your deities. I'm little lax on the deity worship aspect because I do it in the evening due to my work schedule.
Cool. You are doing is very wonderful. You are getting so much that you can explain that it just enters into the heart and just
enthusiasm, at least to me. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Komodaki Mataji. Dandavadas. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. I sincerely feel the session never ended. Thank you, Mataji, all the Matajis and Prabhuji's for joining. We can end the call now. Vancha Kalpata Rudyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Sriman Mahaprabhu Ki Jai His Grace Adi Gadada Prabhu Ki Jai Hare Krishna
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai
Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Adike Dadar Das.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you.